I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is December 20th, 2011, 2 minutes after 5 p.m. I'd like to ask if there are any conflicts of interest that any of the board members would like to declare. Mr. Jones?
None.
Any? Myself, none. Mr. McCartney?
None.
Ms. Jones? Ms. Rowe?
None.
Okay. We'll now do the roll call. Ms. Candy Rowe?
Present.
Mr. Bill McCarter?
Present.
Myself, Robert Fino, is present. Mr. Tim Heine?
Present.
Mr. Revel Jones?
Present.
Okay, all board members are present. We'll now do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you all first bring him in?
We only have one item on the agenda to be approved, on the consent agenda. Approve the minutes for November 15th, 2011. I sent those to the board ahead of schedule last week. Any discussion?
I move we accept the minutes as presented.
Second. We have a motion to approve the minutes from November 15th, 2011 as written. We have a second by Ms. Candy Rowe. Any discussion? We'll now take a vote. All those board members in favor of approving the minutes from November 15, 2011, with a show of hands. Show of hands show that all board members did vote in that favor. We have call to the public. We have anybody wishing to address the board at this time? We will also have call to the public at the end of the meeting.
No one signed.
Okay, we have no one wishing to address the board at this time. We'll now move to reports. We'll do the financial report given by Ms. Jo Green.
Okay, I'm giving you a copy, just kind of a call of comments laws, but basically it tells you what income came in November and what expenses were paid against that. So, and a total of $141,000 come in, and expenses were $112,000. So currently we have a balance at the end of November. Our balance was $128,999, so $129,000. And everything is reconciled through November. We're all caught up totally. So we know exactly how much money we have in the bank, because I can post our deposits from the ambulance revenue and the wildlands. And the only thing we don't have during the month will be the property taxes and the personal taxes and any electronic things that get deposited with the county automatically, and we don't get notice of it. If we get notice of it, I'll go ahead and post it. But if we don't get notice, which is the case sometimes, those are the only things I don't know about. So keep our bank account pretty current now, so we can spend money knowing how much money we have there versus being in the dark as we were last month when I reported. During the process of reconciling, I had a couple of instances where we had a lot of stale-dated deposits and stale-dated checks. I made a journal entry just to remove those out of the books and put them in a research topic. And so I have them out there to research to try to figure out if, you know, just exactly why they're there. But these are stale data kept pretty far back. So, do you want me to go ahead and tell you the accomplishments for the month, or do you want to look at this and are there any questions? There's some pretty hefty spending, which got us caught up, basically. Like the equipment, communication, $8,000, $6,000 of that was paying American Tower that hadn't been paid for a long time. So we got that taken care of. and the other is $2,300 that was paid, they haven't been paid for the website. Okay?
And the VFIS?
That is the insurance thing that's right in front of you. $23,570 is the, you know, the insurance on all the trucks and the properties and everything, and then another $3,700 is for accident and sickness.
Now, what is, you mentioned the stale date on the checks. Could you interpret that?
Right. What does that
What does that mean?
Oh, okay. Stale date means that as I deposited you, as I reconciled, there were a number of checks that were written back in 2009, 2010 that never cleared. I don't know what happened to them. So I just removed them from the picture so we could keep better track of the money situation so we know what we're spending. The stale dated checks were not bad. They were only about, I think there was only about $3,000 of those. But the stale dated deposits, there was one stale dated deposit that was $123,000. I have no idea what that was for. It was labeled county reports, and I couldn't come up, because believe me, reconciling this was adding a lot of deposits together to try to come up with what had been posted to QuickBooks. So there was a lot of confusion. But I thought that I had gotten most of them cleared up, but we still have, like, to be researched is that $123,001 lump sum deposit. If you go back to the county reports, that amount is nowhere in any of the monthly, and I tried to add up a few of them to try to figure out what it was, but could not. So these are ones that, through the reconciliation process, just didn't clear. Okay.
But we are balanced.
We are. But like I said, I do have this list that still needs a little bit of research to be sure that we're not overlooking something important. Okay. So if I can... Go ahead.
I have a question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We show $72,000 for personnel.
Right. That was the next place I was going. On personnel, the wages are about $40,000. This is off a little bit. Well, it's not off. If you take sick and vacation, and add it to it, that only gives you about another $1,800. But I would say we're probably right around that for wages, $36,000 to $38,000 for the month. Okay, November. Okay, then the $5,000 is paying SCF back a lot of months. Okay, that's a catch up. The $22,000 for ASRS is a catch up back to August.
How much was that?
Which one? The
SCF
was $5,185.
Yep, okay.
And then ASRS is $22,965. So those were catch up amounts. Let's see, any other catch up amounts? No. Other than the $6,000 American Tower. Okay. And $2,300 on the website.
$2,300 on what?
The website. We've never paid the guy that's putting together the website.
We have a website?
And it should be up and really functional. Schedules, lots of the burn permit will be out there.
I didn't realize we okayed the website.
Yeah, where did the website come from?
I don't know.
Do you know what the address is for it?
Mm-hmm.
We.
Sunsites.
Yeah, I have it.
It's Sunsites Fire DEPT.
DEPT.
.com.
Right.
That's where a lot of. We had discussed websites before, but never approved. And how much was that? $2,300? Do we have a company name that it?
Yes,
Scholar. Scholar Technology out of Benson.
Wow, that's real news.
That's news, yeah.
News to the board.
Did we authorize the new chairs? that we're sitting in?
That might be part of, I don't know, that might be part of building maintenance. I don't know. I'm concerned right now about that website. We'll have to...
We've had the website for quite a while now.
Well, there's been a website that was owned by...
Mac's wife.
Hmm?
Mrs.
Yeah. Mac's...
Right, but that was wife. Never ours.
And right, and then there was another one that... who was that one couple? Tom?
The McGaffeys mm-hmm. had another one. Again, was not ours.
Right. So...
We never had, we've never, the until the one that we have now, we've never actually had a website for us that we had control over. Other people were ultimately decided what would go on and would not go on those websites.
And how long has this been in the process of being built?
It's been 4 months, 5 months, something along those lines.
And it's never been brought to the board?
No.
Well, I understand that there's been a lot of people that want us to have a website so that they can contact us through that.
It gives you a centralized email, and really for some of the things that I'm trying to automate, for the payroll, without having an enterprise web or enterprise email account, that would make it very difficult. You know, so this allows us to have an email that is attached to the fire station and not to me personally or somebody else personally, and so
okay. It
will facilitate a lot of the things we're doing with online.
We'll bring that up to. The chief, when he gets back. Go ahead.
I don't know if you want to know any of the breakdown of your income. That's up to $141,000 that came in. You can see how much was taxes and how much was the charges for service, which is out of district, ambulance service, and subscriptions. Okay. It's in the morning, isn't it?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't
know. Oh, they're doing a test.
They're doing all the testing for SCBAs and our masks.
Something has to occur.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so any other questions?
Any questions from the board?
What are your projections for how the rest of the year is going to come out? I mean, do you have any kind of guesstimates on how our income, how our balance sheet will continue out?
We're starting to look at that because we're starting to look at it, you know, what we've spent versus the budget, because now we do have fairly decent numbers in QuickBooks, okay? Not everything is posted properly yet, but it's looking a lot better. So there have been a number of questions as to how much money is left in certain areas, so... It's kind of on the...
We're still... Well, that was my question. I was just wondering how far we are that way. So, I guess that was my question. There'll be more, but it's down the road.
Okay, I do have a list of things that have been accomplished this month, other than having the M&O account being reconciled. IRS has, we've totally researched it and know exactly how much we've paid and how much we owe and are starting to make the payments on it. And
how much do we owe?
Okay, in taxes alone, just bare taxes, $73,123. And we have made a $42,000 payment. It's in the checks that...
That's
issued today to pay against that $73,000.
How much of that is penalties?
Nothing. That's taxes.
Good. Are there any penalties?
Yes. Penalties are $23,027 because we basically owe about $100,000 to the IRS, a little under $100,000. And interest is $2,200. Okay? We have started the paperwork to abate penalties and interest. So we're hoping we can get away with just paying the $73,000. Okay.
So basically, if we take that all back and put it against the $128,999, we're...
Okay, the balance. Yeah. Actually, I can give you a balance as of today with the $42,000 taken out. We have $48,700 as of today, right now.
What was that?
$48,700.
Okay.
And that's after the payment to IRS. It's after the payments for the payroll, and, you know, ASRS today into the state of Arizona. We are caught up with paying all of our tax liabilities and to the state retirement as well. So that was a big step. That was took a lot of time, and we've accomplished it now. Like I said, ASRS was caught up. And because we caught it up and we did start the online payment process with them, they removed all of our penalties, $275. So they removed our penalties with Arizona State Retirement. I'm trying to set up an online with the state of Arizona for the withholding. They're really understaffed, and it takes about 2 months for that to happen. So in the meantime, I'll be issuing checks. We have now implemented direct deposit for all. We have, no, direct deposit is available for all of the employees to get their payroll checks. Direct deposit. Today was the first direct deposit that we had, and it went pretty successfully. I hope. Haven't heard. Nothing's crashed down yet. Also, the other thing is we found out that we had not been paying Fry for doing our billing. We hadn't paid them since April. So today I issued them a check that paid them through December for $8,000.
Why didn't Fry get a hold of us and ask us about that?
I started calling them and asking them, don't you send out reports? She says, well, maybe if you paid us, we would. So I said, they're doing our billing. They're doing all of the necessary work. They're just not giving us a reporting on it. And so I was asking them about that. They said, you pay us? We'll do it. Yes, sir.
Okay. So we have a $48,700 balance as of today. We still owe $31,123 in taxes. And we owe $23,027 in interest?
$2,200.
Penalties?
Penalty is $23,000, but we're hoping to abate those.
And interest?
Total,
so just
about $25,000 in penalties and interest.
Yeah.
And
so just so everybody knows, were we to pay all that, we'd be $7,650 in debt today.
Thanks, Bill.
I think it's important we know.
When we did some, we looked through the files, and we have about $70,000 coming in from wildland failures yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ones that have already been done and we need to be paid for.
And what about the taxes? Aren't we still getting money in from the tax,
money
property
from
tax?
The taxes? Yeah. So we will be looking at, and like I said, we are looking at money coming in, how much we have coming in, how much we have to pay to keep the firehouse running. And it looks like, you know, I mean, we're talking big chunks of money that we're talking about, so it's a very gross number, but it looks feasible. Okay.
We had pretty good income coming in through the charges, it looks like.
Yes.
Through the what?
The charges for the...
That's why I wanted to get an accounts receivable balance from Fry to know what we have out there that we can expect to be getting a fairly large sum of that. Okay. Um, As far as things I have left to do, is accounts receivable is a mess. As Fry is doing the ambulance service, but everything else, you know, we don't have a clue. So we're trying to figure that out by going through paper files and things. So that's on my next list, is to get accounts receivable proper in QuickBooks so that we can keep track of it and get reports out. And even try to keep track of some of the funds. You know, if they'll give us reports, then we can keep that report in QuickBooks as well, so we know what our asset balance is on receivables.
Now that you've asked them, will they send you statements?
And if they don't, I'll follow up. Okay. So I promise to have accounts receivable by next month. In good shape. There's still some posting problems with the payroll. The payroll expenses are a little overstated because they were double posted. And so I'm trying to get that fixed. QuickBooks is not very intuitive about how to do payroll. And so it's very easy to do them wrong than we have. Okay, that's it.
Any questions from the board?
I have one. You're getting awfully close to cleaning this mess up. Are you ready to start training a new person?
No.
We have that.
What's coming up?
We have that on the agenda under old business number item.
I wanted to ask.
AB. Okay. We'll cover that.
That's it.
Okay.
Unless you have questions.
Any other questions from the board? We'll move on to the chief's report. Will anybody be given the chief's report?
You didn't give anything to me.
Okay. It stands as listed. We'll just go through it real quick. Brush fires, 0. False alarms, 2. Structure fires, 2. Other 2. Controlled burns, 0. Year-to-date fire calls, 99. Under vehicle maintenance, E308 is out of service. The fire pump is out. And E307 needs a block heater. Captain, you know how soon those will be taken care of?
I can tell you about the block heater. We're waiting to hear back from the people we'll be getting it from. Terry told me today that he's already spoken with them and that they are supposed to be giving us a call. We thought maybe today, but they haven't called. Terry needs to double check with them to make sure it's the proper one. And then we would be receiving that. We would go ahead and place the order for that and receiving that.
Any other questions from the board concerning the chief's report? Moving on to the EMS report. The chief's not here. ambulance transports 18, air transports 2, code 900s 0, public assist 7. And we had 5 cases where the second ambulance was called out while the first one was on call. And we have year-to-date EMS calls, 370. any comments or questions from the board?
I have a question, but I don't think the board will be able to answer it, but maybe Mr. Waters. How many of these calls were mutual aid assist, Elfrida, or another department?
For the EMS?
Yes.
Where we would go out and
or,
ask?
Or they come help us?
If I'm not mistaken, I think we only had one mutual aid where Elfrida had to come in and help us. That because we now have that, you know, we're pretty good about having that second car on. We don't necessarily have to call people in anymore. But if I'm not mistaken, we had one this month. I don't know of any EMS calls. I don't know of any EMS calls where we had to go out and help anyone else. I think we had a couple of fire calls where we went out and did mutual aid, but no EMS calls where we had to go and help someone else.
Okay. No further questions. We'll move on. Under old business, we were going to discuss and possibly vote on the repair list for the station. Mr. Heine was going to do that. He had...
kind of held back on that until we found out where our finances were. I do have some prices on things, but I think I'll put it off till the next meeting and come across with them.
This will be tabled until the next meeting in January. where we have a better insight to our finances. Under old business item B, discuss and possibly vote on the status of hiring a secretary. This is where Mrs. Roll's question will come into play now.
I think it would be wise to hire someone to come in, because me being here one day a week, I can do the QuickBooks things, but there's a lot to office management, document control being one of the things that it's tough whenever you're not here every day to keep track of things. So I really honestly think that you would be better off with someone that was here on a more regular basis than I can be.
Do you think it needs to be on a daily basis, or could we get by 3 days a week, or?
I think a part-time is something that sounds reasonable. So.
Well, I would think that we should probably go through the interview process then next month, and maybe by the end of next month, when we're closer to our goal. Mm-hmm. But I think at the same time that we would like to keep you on for the 1 day a week for an undetermined amount of time,
okay,
until we're very comfortable that this new person is going to have everything under control, because we don't want to go through what we're going through.
Okay. Just to let you know that I'm going to leave after the payroll on January 16th and be gone. Unless I can get someone to cover the next one, I'll be back for it. But if I can get somebody to cover that, now that we have payroll, push button would be good.
If you can show me, I can cover.
Okay, so if you could do that, then I'd like to take a couple weeks the end of January off.
We'll get together and you get me lined out and we'll get that done.
Okay. We can table this discussion until next month or
no, we need to vote
make
on
a motion.
Make a motion if we're going to do the interview process, so that we can give you a report. Candy and I and Joe are kind of on the interview process.
Okay.
Not committee.
Bill.
What did we call it?
Interview process committee is good.
No, interview. There's no committees.
Can't use
there's no
committee,
committees. We are in the interview process.
Okay, so we have a motion?
Panel.
Panel.
There
we go. So I'd like to make a motion that the interview process panel continues and does some interviews next month, and we report to the board in February. Well, no, I'd like to make a motion. If we find the person that we think that we need to hire, that we hire them. Does that do we have the authority to do that, or does that have to be done at a board meeting?
I think we elected the panel to handle the hiring of an individual. I think we all have copies of the applicants, and we can make comments to the panel as we fill, and the panel can just keep us informed that they are ready to select an individual. Mr. McCarter?
In order to be proper, do we need to make a motion that the panel be able to handle that?
I'm trying to remember if we authorized the panel to do that. I don't think so. Okay, so
we already have a motion on the floor.
We have a motion on the floor to
bring my motion back. Let somebody else make the motion since I'm on.
Bill,
I'll make a motion that we let the panel decide on the hiring.
Interview and decide on the hiring.
Interview and decide on the hiring.
We have a motion before the board to, by Mr. Bill McCarter, to have the interview panel interview and decide on the individual that they would like to hire.
That they would like to hire, or that they will hire?
That they will hire.
And then report to the...
Give them the authority to interview and to hire. That was the motion?
Yes.
Give the panel the ability to interview and to hire.
Yes.
We have a second. I'd like to second that motion. Any discussion? We'll now vote on that motion. All those in favor of having the panel interview and have the authority to hire,
And this, I'm sorry, this will be a part-time position, or will this be a...
Part-time.
It will be a part-time.
Part-time position.
At this point, that's what was recommended. So.
All those in favor with a show of hands? Show of hands show that all five board members voted in favor of that. I'm moving on to new business under item number 9. Item A, acknowledge the acceptance of complaint from EEO. This is just at the point where our attorney says, Ms. Terry Bannon from the Cochise County said, to acknowledge that we have received an EEO complaint concerning Ms. Lori Tucker. And just to acknowledge that. And that's what this agenda item is for. We all have received that notice. And any questions concerning that? We'll move on now to new business. Under new business, item B, discuss and possibly vote to consider retaining the fire chief pending new contract modifications. I have been in discussion with Terry Bannon. We were supposed to meet last week, but she developed a real serious cold and could not get to the office. We were supposed to try to have the contract available today. It wasn't. She contacted, we talked in length today, and we have, and she has modifications of the contract at this time. She suggested and actually wrote this agenda item, so it would be proper. We can vote to consider retaining the fire chief pending the new contract modifications, which will come out this week. I'll be meeting with Ms. Bannon on Thursday morning, and I should be able to bring the contract back with me on that day. We'll have a special meeting on Tuesday, next Tuesday, to review and discuss the new contract and present it to the chief at that time.
That's still December, right?
That's still December, yes.
What's the date there?
Today is the 20th. That'll be the 27th at 5 o'clock.
Will this special meeting be an executive session?
No, it won't. Open meeting. In fact, with that information passed out, I'd like to make a motion retain the fire chief pending new contract modifications.
I'll second that.
We have a motion on the floor to retain the new fire chief pending new contract modifications, and we have a second from Mr. Tim Heine. Do we have any discussions at this time?
I'm not in favor of that.
We haven't voted yet, so you can vote on that, but we will, that will be part of the vote. Any discussion?
I'd like to know why you're not in favor. I mean, do you have a discussion as to why you're not in favor?
I'd like for him to see the contract and see if he's going to accept it.
Well, when that time comes, the chief will have the opportunity to review it, and then either he accepts the contract and maintains the fire chief position, or he declines the contract and he's no longer the fire chief.
I think that would have been in place, Candy, but the attorney was ill and she couldn't get it done. And that's why it's written just like it is. So the only thing we can vote on is what's listed.
Okay, so would this be the time to discuss, and I ask this, reasons why we might or might not want to retain the chief?
Well, I think it's important for each board member to see the contract in full detail. There are a lot of... go ahead, Mr.
Wasn't my question.
That wasn't your question?
My question is, would now be the time for us to discuss why we would or would not care to keep the chief?
I would say yes, it would, because that's what the question says, consider, so...
Yes, we are considering retaining the fire chief. Because this vote that comes up can go either direction.
Well, I have some comments that
Go ahead, Ms. Roll.
Okay, first off, he has a habit of overspending. The ambulance, instead of one, gets two. One still isn't finished. And he overspent on refurbishing the first one, the Jaws of Life. We gave him a budget, and he came back with a, I can get this for $30,000, but we have to buy something next. Last summer, he was gone way too long. Now, I'm sure that's going to be in his contract. But, you know, those kind of things have to be really set down in black and white. And he just, I think last summer, he was very stressed out about his wife's surgery. And he went off to the fire. And that's all he was concerned about, was that fire and making money so he could pay for his wife's surgery. I don't feel that he had consideration for the firehouse. And that's taking your personal life to work with him. And then how many vacations is he supposed to have? And then his conduct with Lori, that was just a little over the top. I mean, they just... that was just too much to the way that they argued or yelled, and then you came in and defended Lori, which wasn't fair to the chief. He was the one in charge of hiring and firing, and somehow we got involved in it, and that wasn't right. So clear rules have to be set up. That's all I have to say.
Mr. McCarter, did you have something?
While we're considering this, I want everybody to remember what did happen during the wildland fire season. I'm not sure exactly how specific I should get in this, but not once but twice, in my opinion, ethics were brought into the picture that I didn't care for. And if anybody wants, I can elaborate on that. Hopefully it won't be necessary, but... if you want me to, I certainly will. But I just think the ethics were called into question. And to me, all of this business with Lori has turned out to be probably the way it should have been. But at the same time, I wasn't particularly happy about the way it was taken care of. So, but the big issue for me is the ethics. What I consider to be ethics violations, whether they were legal violations, probably not, but ethically, I feel there were some violations to myself and to everyone that has anything to do with the fire department.
Any other discussions from any board members? I'd like to add that in working with Terry Bannon on this employment agreement, we've come up with a couple of different, basically we have one tentative contract, and it is definitely, I would like to call it an ironclad contract. I'd like to point out one thing to the...
we shouldn't do that.
No, that's true. I'm just concerned myself, too, that the chief needs to spend more time at the station. I'm going to request that the board have that in place. I like to see the chief here.
Are there going to be hours listed in the contract?
There will be hours listed in the contract. There will be clarity, a lot more clarity than the last contract. That was one of the main complaints that Ms. Bannon mentioned with the last contract. We just weren't concise and clear enough to, you know, you will or you will not do this, you will do this, specifics about hours, specifics about payments, specific about overtime, specifics about wildland, and specifics about notification to the board, and, you know, any type of absence from the station, any type of training that might occur, any activity that might require his absence, whether it be sick leave or vacation or training, and the penalties for not abiding to that is swift and just, I feel.
Which is what?
Dismissal, reprimand.
What grade of dismissal? What grade of what level?
Bill,
we're really kind of getting into contract discussion.
That is just my impression that we should have. I mean, you know, and
could I make a
yes?
Just an observation also that this contract is a chief's contract, even if it will not be for Chief Martinez.
That's correct. It'll be for any chief.
It's going to be the contract for the next chief, whether it's Chief Martinez or not.
Now, this particular contract, does it match the rest of the state contract? Is it tied in? Do we have cross?
I would think with Terry Bannon taking the wheel of it, that it is.
It fits the Arizona revised statutes. It added. Go ahead.
Every fire department does their own contract as to their own needs. It matches what is necessary with the statutes, but everybody does their own contract.
Everybody is different. Yeah, I think when we first started this board, we had a contract that we just found and said, okay, this is a standard contract for a fire department. We found that it didn't really fit our needs. And we modified it, adjusted it, and came out with the contract that we had. And we still, as we found out, still wasn't as good of a contract that we should have had. We should have gone to an attorney on this.
Will we have the contract in our hands before our meeting of...
We should have it available Thursday. Thursday morning I'm going to be in Bisbee with Terry Bannon. And we've been discussing contracts last week and this week.
And you can scan them and email them to us, so we'll have them Thursday or
yes.
Friday?
Yes. So, any other discussion?
I do want to say a few things about the current fire chief that since we're discussing. I have gotten the impression in the attitude from him that he does not have, that he has a disregard for the fire board and their recommendations. He's done things that the board has specifically asked and told him not to do. I've been in the fire service for several years, and I have received phone calls from other departments and even state agencies asking why do we still have this man as Sunsite's fire chief. And so I just want to let the board know that I've received calls and my general feelings on this.
Have you documented those by any chance?
I've just now told you about them, but no, I haven't written anything down.
Yeah, that would...
I know, that's just something that concerns me when an actual state fire officer calls my cell phone and says that he hears that the current fire chief's contract is up for review, and he expressed his view from the state side, working relationship with the state and the department, in a very negative and not a very pleasing thing to hear. It's something that we need to keep in mind with this renewal contract.
Okay, at this time I have to make sure I point out again, this is not a renewal agenda item. We are going to we have a motion on the floor to consider retaining the fire chief pending his new contract modifications. So
Sorry, that's me.
That's what this motion is for. It has been seconded, and we'll be getting ready to take a vote on that. With the new contract that comes in Thursday, and the meeting that we have on Tuesday.
Can we have that special meeting after 6 o'clock so I can attend that after I get off work?
I see no problem. Any problem with the board on that? You can have a meeting.
No, I think that all of us need to be at that.
Yes. So 6 o'clock for that meeting.
And if we have that meeting.
Yes.
What meeting if we have that meeting?
This still has to be voted on.
This has to be voted on. If the vote is in favor to consider retaining the fire chief pending new contract modifications, then we will have the meeting. If the vote is against to consider retaining the fire chief pending new contract modifications, then we won't have a meeting on Tuesday.
We still have to have the contract, don't we?
Well, this is pending.
But we don't have to have a special...
We won't have a special meeting. We will still have a contract.
I want him to look at the contract and say, I'm not doing this, or I will bend over backwards to do this. I don't want to vote this point blank at this meeting. I want to have a little leeway here.
He'll have the chance to do that if he's retained as a fire chief.
Yes.
Or anyone else.
Or anyone else.
That is. Right now, we're just going to be voting whether or not to retain?
To retain the chief pending the new contract modifications. And so we have to see those modifications. And Tuesday, the board will vote on the new modifications and adjust them or not adjust them, and then present it to the chief to accept it or decline it.
Well, if we're voting on it right now,
we're voting on whether to keep the chief or not keep the chief. We're not voting on the contract.
All right.
Is that clear?
Yes, finally.
Any other questions? We have a motion to consider retaining the fire chief pending new contract modifications, and we have a second. We'll now take a vote. All those in favor to consider retaining the fire chief pending new contract modifications with a show of hands. Show of hands, show. Two board members voted in favor of. Do we have any, and do we have anybody abstaining?
I abstain.
An abstention is a no vote.
Then why didn't you ask? Are you abstaining, or are you just voting no?
All those in, with a no vote, with a show of hands. A show of hands show two board members and one board member abstaining. Let me talk about the absentee vote. We have a motion on the floor. If your absentee vote is...
Abstention
vote is for... because you're not sure which direction to go to. Or I have to ask you this.
I want to know his reaction to the new contract, and I want to give him that leeway. Maybe he doesn't want to do the new contract, and then our vote is mute.
Then no, the vote is not mute. The vote will not have this vote will not go forward. Period. If we do not have a quorum, a majority. So, did you at this time want to change your absentee vote and vote in favor of or vote against?
In favor of.
Okay. We have three board members voting in favor to consider retaining the fire chief pending new contract modifications. So that vote has passed. And we will have that contract to each board member on Thursday. And the meeting will be on Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Do we have any agenda items that we need to discuss for that needs to be on the agenda for next month? We have no agenda items to consider. I will now do the final call to the public. Anybody wishing to address the board at this time?
Yes. Yes, I would like to address the board. My name is Franklin Gordon. I live in Richland Ranchettes. It's just within the fire district that we live in. I moved here in 2008, and at that time, my insurance carrier was the homeowners of Hartford Insurance. They rated the fire district as an 8A, which means that I lived without beyond 5 miles from the station, and I also did not have a fire hydrant within 1,000 feet. And I accepted those terms. This year, I've had a 71% increase in my premium for fire or homeowners insurance, principally fire insurance. And the reason for that is that the rating for this fire department has gone from an 8A to a 10. And investigating, I found that the rating for a 10 is not what Bo Derek was. It's a 0. And so in that period of time, from at least last year I had an 8A, this year we've lost our rating. And in listening to you people talk about this fire chief here today, and in my other visitations here, and my private conversations with him, I don't see why you keep this guy. He's a loser. He's costing me money. He probably could cost me my home.
He will.
I think this is ludicrous to offer him another contract. Now, of course, I will abide by whatever happens here, but I think it's wrong to offer this guy another contract.
Did they give you an indication as to why? I mean, if
yeah,
they gave
the
you...
reason why is the only is they rate fire departments.
Did they tell you why our rating dropped? Because I wasn't aware of our rating drop.
Of course not. Neither was I until I got my premium notice. And then I got on the horn and I started calling.
At this point, we can only, I have to caution that we can only limit to the direct staff to study or reschedule the matter for further consideration on
well,
later date.
Of course, but all I want to do is have information put forward from the community to the board.
We will, I have put this down on my notes to discuss the ISO rating with the fire chief. We will discuss it further.
I think it's gone beyond just discussing it with him. I think you guys are playing with, you know, this guy with kid gloves, and I think he's a charlatan, in my opinion. Let it go like that. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.
Anybody else wishing to address the board? Call to the public? There was no other call to the public. We'll now adjourn. It's 5 minutes till 6. Thank you. Bill? We have to. You have a copy of the minutes. No, from the ones that were approved. We need to make sure we have a signed copy for the chief for the station here.
For some reason, my computer continues to say runtime error when I try to get these copies.
Okay. Let me go get it. I'm going to go get it right now.